How can a boy say today's daf is daf?
I hope you're starting the bottom of the test.
We're holding daf test Zayin Umar Aleph, second line from the top of the Umar, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kol Shli Nasis B'chol Eilu B'chuli. What is this referring to? We said already in the Mishnah that a person that Chas V'Sholem enters into the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah, he has to bring a Korban Oyla V'Yorid, assuming that he had a Yediyah B'tchila, he had a Helem Bein Tayim, and he had a Yediyah B'sof, he has to bring a Korban Oyla V'Yorid. But then the Mishnah added that not only if you go into the old historical Azorah, even if you entered into the Tosefes Azorah, that's an annex or an addition, an expansion of the Azorah, the same thing applies. You have to bring a korban oyla v'yorid if you went in Betumah. But you have to make sure that the annexation and expansion of the Azorah was done with certain major requirements. Let's hear the three things.
Anointed.
Okay, let's hear. Okay, let's keep on going. Keep on going. Okay, so let's go. Everybody's a little bit embarrassed and shy this morning, so we'll say it all together. Yes?
Presence of the king.
The king.
Novi.
Sanhedrin.
Purim Vetumim.
Novi.
And?
And Shiros Vishishbochus.
And? Shtei Toidos, except the Shtei Toidos is only for Yerushalayim. If you're doing it for the Azorah, what you need is Shiore Mincha. Why didn't you go and bring the Shtei Halecha?
It's winter on both sides of the border. It's a country town.
Sorry?
The Shtei Halecha on Aseret, because we had a whole conundrum. It can never work out.
Because of the conundrum. Yes. Anyway, bottom line is, Brother Shai, that was for your benefit because you asked for a full review of what we learned yesterday. You're very welcome. Not sure that you were focusing, but anyway, let's go back. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So, we need a Melech, we need a Navi, we need Urim Batum, we need the Sanhedrin of Shimon Yechad, we need the Shtei Toidos or the Shiur Mincha, and we need the Shir. Those are the minimum requirements for purposes of expanding Yerushalayim and expanding the Azor. What's up there?
It's got to be chometz and not matzahs.
Because it says in the pasuk, it's got to be gedoylois. Remember that was the pasuk that we had yesterday. The Morris says, why do we have to talk about gedoylois? After all, therefore, selling out the two groyser toydos means the shtei chometz sticker. The toydos she'omru v'lachmon the midah shtei. Toidos gedoylois. You might say that means the two chametz. Anyway, we're getting back.
You need the shirayim because that's only winter on the Azorah, but not in the.
So you know it. What are you asking for chazar? You can talk. You can give the shir yourself.
I don't remember from 1 minute to the next.
I had the same problem. Okay, anyway, Rabbi Sai. Everybody's in a good mood, the Kavod Chanukah. Let's go. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Let's get down to Tachlis. And Aaron Mishnah said, what happens if you did the Tosefes or Azorah and you didn't do it Bechol Eilu? Poshup Shad is that you didn't have all of those 5-6 requirements of the Melech and the Novi and the Urim Tumim and the Sanhedrin and the Shir and the Toidos. What happens if you didn't have all of those? No good. Not effective. No Kedusha Zazar. No carbon oil of Yerim. This is Gunish, Mid Gunish, Mid Gunish, Zero, Mid Zero. So, yeah.
In the Vice Shady, there was no Urim Tumim.
That's correct.
So, it's called Elo. How could you be?
Mr. Friedlander, you are on the ball today. Your mamish cooking with gas. That's going to be the Gemara's Kasha, which we're going to see momentarily. Shkoyach. Thank you for giving us that segue into today's Gemara. Itmar, we have a machlokes now between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Zokti Gemara, Rav Huna Omar, Bechol Elu Tanan. If you want to make an effective Tosefes or Azorah, you have to have all of these criteria, all of these ingredients. If you're just missing one, zero. Gunish, Shemi, Riyan, Nada. That's according to Rav Huna. Rav Nachman Amar, nein, bi'achas mikol elu tanan. The important thing is that you have to have one out of the foregoing list. Even if you didn't have the Melech, or you didn't have the Navi, or you didn't have the Urim, or you didn't have the as long as you have one of them, is sufficient. The original Kedusha that was established at the time of entering Eretz Yisrael and building the Beis HaMikdash, that Kedusha lasts forever and ever and ever. Azoy, didn't we have it a pasuk yesterday with Ezra and Nehemiah, with the Shtei Toidois, the Chometz Sticker, and they made a ganze procession, a room and a room? Why did Ezra bother if the Kedush is there forever and ever? The Ezra Zeicher be Almahu the Avad. He was just making, as we would say on Pesach, a Zeicher le Mikdash. He wanted people to remember.
Purely ceremonial, would you say?
Purely ceremonial. In English, they would say he went through the motions, but the truth of the matter is he did not add any Kedusha. All the Kedusha was there from before. Nothing new. We have a big Gemara, my good friend. Anyway, so according to the Tanakhama, there was no need to go and do the entire ceremony that Ezra and Nehemiah did. They did it as a Zayich HaLamikdash to strengthen people's resolve and realize the Kedushas HaMokoyim. They shouldn't think, no, they should realize this is a Heiliger Platz, Holy Yerushalayim, Holy Beis HaMikdash. Out of Zayich, they did that. Why couldn't they go and do the full-blown ceremony? Min HaTorah mit Aladinim. Number one, they didn't need to, because it's Kitchul Yosef Levi. But also because Rav Huna holds, you couldn't do a full-blown Midyaraisa Dika ceremony, because they didn't have a Melech, and they didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. Like Mr. Friedlander said a moment ago, says the Gemara Masechtas Yuma, that there were five things missing from the Beis Hamikdash Hashayni. What was missing? The Eish that used to come down in the Shemayim every day to go and consume the Aymarin on the Mizbeach. There was no Shechina in the second Beis Hamikdash. There was no Oroin. There was no Urim V'Tumim, and there was no Ruach HaKodesh. And that being the case, they didn't have an Urim V'Tumim, and they didn't have a Melech. They couldn't therefore have been mekayim all of the requirements, and that's Rav Huna v'shitasai. B'chol eilu tanan, you need all of these requirements. Then how did Ezra do it? He didn't have all the requirements. He didn't need to, because kitchu liyosu lavoi, he just did a zayich alamikdash. But Rav Nachman Omar, bi'achas mikol eilu tanan. Bi'achas mikol eilu tanan means at least if you have one of the requirements is already sufficient. V'alkasav, kiddush rishayna, kitchu lishata. The loy kitchu liyosu lavoi, each time you have to be mekadosh again. And therefore Ezra, kiddushay kodesh. And Ezra, in fact, was mekadosh brand new from the beginning. He had to mekadosh yishalayim at the base of English. He didn't have Avagav Lehava Urim Etumim. And the Gemara says later, and he also didn't have a Melech. So these two major requirements, huge requirements, were missing. Nevertheless, it was a good Kedusha, because you only have to have Achas Mikol Elu. You don't have to have Kol Elu.
Why did
what?
Now, what is the Pshat? There was no Shechina in the second Mikol Shechina. What do we mean by no
Shechina? I'm not sure, because after all, the Gemara says that if you have 10 people getting together for davening, you have a Shechina b'neihem. The Gemara says that even one person that's Oisik b'Torah, there's Shechina. So there are different levels of Shechina. These things a little bit are esoteric, beyond my, beyond my pay scale, and so therefore, Beis HaMikdash, but it didn't have that same degree of Shechina that you had in the first Beis HaMikdash.
Similarly, Ruach HaKodesh, they didn't have a
Navi. A Navi they had, but didn't have Ruach HaKodesh.
I was telling Ruach HaKodesh is sort of like a lower Madrega.
Exactly. Or maybe initially they had, and later on they didn't have. In other words, we did have the VM, because the Gemara told us that we had Chagi Zechari Malachi.
Right,
Barry. We had Chagi Zechari Malachi. Chagi Zechari Malachi were the final Nevi'im.
Right.
So they were there at the very outset of being the Kaddish Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. But shortly thereafter, everything went away, and therefore, from that point on, there was no longer Nevuah, no longer Ruach HaKodesh, Gunish Mekodesh.
When did the Eish come down?
It came down on the Mizbeach. Whenever there were Kabbonis on the Mizbeach, the Eish came down in the Shemaim to consume it all.
He didn't like the Eish, he never did an Eish.
And every day there was a Shemaim?
Every single day there was Eish coming down in the Shemaim. It was hot.
And they did a Motazaria?
Chas v'shalom.
No, they did a Bertan.
Chas v'shalom. Only Melamed Chis and Yidin. Only Melamed Chis and Yidin.
Why does it bring all of these criteria if we really only need one of them?
Because he's telling you what the criteria that you need. In other words,
you only need one of the five?
You only need one out of the five or six. Right. Or at least one out of the first four.
Because yesterday, the way things were worded, you needed all of them.
Exactly. And that's the Gemara's kasha now. Uri's kasha is a kasha Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Shalinas is Bechol Elu. It's Masha that you need all of them. How does Rav Nachman say it's enough to have one of them? So Gemara to me, make a slight modification to the Mishnah. Don't say Kol Shalinas is Bechol Elu. Kol Shalinas is Be'achas Mikol Elu. If you remember, we had the similar in the Gemara at the end of Masechtas Malkis, but the Gemara said, it says in the Pasuk, Al Titamu Bechol Elu. Ki Bechol Elu. Don't do any of the foregoing enumerated gilui arroyos al titamu b'chol eile b'chol eile nitmo agoyim. St. Morris says, what, you're not allowed to do all of them, but one of them you're allowed to do. It means achas mikol eile. There's here too, and it says in Loshana Mishnah, it doesn't mean you have to have all of these. As long as you have one of them, two of them, b'shen genuk, you don't have to have all four of the initial requirements of the Melech, the Novi, the Urim V'Tumim, and the Sanhedrin, and therefore the times of Ezra, at least they had two. They had Novi, they had Chagiz, Chayim, Malachi, and they had also the Sanhedrin, so therefore that was sufficient to be Kaddish it according to Rav Nachman. Toshima, let's bring a raya now to Rav Huna against Rav Nachman. Abishol Oimer, Shnei Bitzoyim Hoyu Behar HaMishcha. Har Mishcha is what we call today Har HaZeisim. The reason why it's called Har Mishcha is because you use the Shemen Zayis Limshoyach for Mishicha, like Uri said before, to go and do the anointing and the smearing of the oil. Okay, now what happened to Har Mishcha? They had two Bitzoyim. Bitzoyim means two marshes. One marsh was Tachtoina and one was Elyoina. Rashi explains that on the side of the hill of the mountain of Har HaZeisim, upper on the top, towards the top, you had this upper marsh, and towards the bottom you had the lower marsh.
What is a marsh?
Marsh is like a swamp area, or maybe like a wetland. An agam. We have weeds and reeds and water and ponds and mosquitoes and all wonderful things. Anyway, it's not a normal place that people would live or reside, but it's still part of the earth. It's probably similar to wetlands. Anyway, so Vushtay, there were two of them. One of them was high, one of them was lower. Tachtoyin niskad shebechol elu, elyoinu niskad shebechol elu. So the way Rashi explains, initially, they had a wall around Yerushalayim, like we have the wall today. And inside the wall of Yerushalayim, everything was already the original Kedusha, and everything was fine and good and fine. And then, in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they decided to go and expand the borders of Yerushalayim, and when they built a new wall, they built it in between the Elyoina and the Tachtoina, which is kind of strange, because it means that half of the wall was halfway on the mountain. In other words,
it comes part of
our Zayis in
Yerushalayim.
You're free.
Yeah.
I'll just say yes, then no problem. Fine.
Possible.
Good. So there was a wall around the bottom marsh, but that wall did not include the upper marsh. And since this was done at the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they had, Baruch Hashem, all of the requirements that were necessary, and therefore was Niskad Shebechol Elu. It was done perfectly. The Elyoina, however, Niskad Shebechol Elu, it was not done at the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. They enclosed it with yet another wall. According to Rashi, it appears there were three concentric walls, the regular wall of Yerushalayim, one that included the Tachtoina, and now a third wall that included the Elyoina. However, this was not the Skadish B'chol Eilu, meaning with all of the requirements of the Melech Menovi, etc. Elavi Oile Goyle at the times of Nehemiah, Shaloi B'melech, V'Shaloi B'Urim V'Tumim. Those two major ingredients were missing. They did have the Novi, they did have the Sanhedrin, but they didn't have the Melech and the Urim V'Tumim. The bottom one, the bottom marsh, that Kedusha was Gemura because it was done at the times of the first Beis HaMikdash with all of the requirements. Avaloi Maser Shiny. The Amoratim would go and eat over there the Kachim Kalim. You were allowed to eat Kachim Kalim, no problem. Why? Because it's now part of the official expanded Yerushalayim. But they didn't eat Maser Shiny. We'll see why in a moment. The Chaveirim, the Talmid Chachamim, Oyechlin Shem Kachim Kalim, a Maser Shiny. No problem. It's real bona fide expanded Yerushalayim, no problem. El Yoina, Shloi Hoisa Kedushasa Gemura, the El Yoina, the Kedusha was not Gemura because it was only done at the times of Nechemia, Ami Oret, Nichnasin Shami, Oichlin Shem Kachim Kal, the Amaratim or Amaratim. They didn't learn our Gemara, and therefore they assumed that that's further expanded Yerushalayim. After all, there's a wall. What's the difference between this wall and the other wall? A Mexican wall, a Jerusalem wall, a Hamishcha wall, higher, lower, it's all the same. And they ate Kachim Kal. We'll see why. What's the reason why? Why in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah weren't they Mekadish that third wall around the El Yoina that it should have the full degree of Kedusha? Because they weren't able to. And therefore they weren't able to Nishke Kent, and therefore they just did the best that they could, but it was not fully Kodesh. Why were they Mekadosh in the times of Ezra, that third wall and that additional place, the Elyoina part of the Haraz Esem? You just said now that they were not Mekadosh. So make up your mind, were they, weren't they? 3-4 lines ago it says Neymar Loi Kichua Shay Moisif al Ivalazarith blah blah blah. And then we say Valamikichua. Valamikichua just said Loi Kichua. El Lamahichnisua. Why did they go and add an additional wall and add that to Yerushalayim if they knew that in fact that does not have Kedushas Yerushalayim? But Rashi Otoyis say one step more. After all, it's like a lefnei iver leisita michshal. The average person who is not learned, when he sees another wall, and it's around Yerushalayim, and it's around Har HaZeisim, will say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, one wall, second wall, third wall. And Ezra did this elaborate ceremony, mit the toidois, and mit the novi, and the urim, not an urim, and the Sanhedrin, mistama, there's something there, mistama, it's kadosh. So wouldn't that therefore be very misleading and cause all types of potential problems? Says the mother, the reason why they were mechnisua, it means that they built the third wall. It wasn't for religious purposes, it was for security purposes, it was for military purposes. They added an additional wall because that spot was a convenient spot for the goyim, for the enemies, to chas v'sholom try to be koivish, and therefore they specially made an extra wall as an extra layer of prevention and protection. Well, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah,
why Ezra had to do the ceremony? Mm-hmm.
It was just an ulcerary fence.
If it's only for protection.
Yeah, yeah. Continue on.
Misleading.
If you look now at the second choices from the top, Ela b'bnei goyla, b'nei goyla, this is the third wall in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah. Hav b'shahaya adover boli deita kola. It could cause problems because you see the Amoratim ate the kachim kalim. Hichnisua kadesh shiyimseru atzmum aleihem yoiser kishiyesh ba sham kedusha, or maybe shame kedusha. What he's doing is, said Ezra, I know that what I'm doing is not halachically perfect, because I don't have all the requirements, so I'll do at least 50%, even though l'chayre doesn't have any halachic validity, but Ezra wanted at least in the mindset of the people, right, people should think about it as being part of the holiness of Yerushalayim, so that if chas v'sholom the enemies come, that they should fight valiantly against them, not to enter even into that third wall, not say, well, that part, that's not Yerushalayim anyway, we can give that to the Palestinians, and they'll make Al-Quds, and they'll make a Gansa capital, no, that's Yerushalayim, it's all part of under number.
Yes, he was building,
Seisiyaglutora. Good. Now we asked before.
Harzatim at that time was not a base for us.
It was not. It was only made on Midrash.
Because they had, isn't there some ancient, there's a couple, isn't there a tzion there of somebody?
You have the Yad Avshalom. The Yad Avshalom is all the way in the bottom. It wasn't on the top, not on the mountain itself. The mountaintop at that time, or the whole mountain at that time, was not a Beis HaChaim. It was only developed into Beis HaChaim later on. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now, we said before that the Amir Oretz, when it came to the first, that is the Tachtoina place, they ate Kachim Kalim, but not Masa Sheni. And the Chaveirim ate both Kachim Kalim and Masa Sheni. So obviously you were allowed to. So why didn't the Amir Oretz also eat over there? So Rashi says something fascinating. If you look at the Rashi, in the middle of the Omid, after all the bold lettering, which goes on for about 10 lines, V'yesh Lafarish. The Amir Oretz Hamafrish and Maisris Hoyuzrizin Lasis by Mitzvah and Amuvchar. He had, they gave Maser Shani Mitzvah. Why? The Fisha Yushoimin Drosha, they heard the famous Drosha of Aser Ti Aser. What's the double Russian? Aser Bishvel Shetis Asher. Ho ho, if you give Maser Shani, you're going to become rich. Ho ho, who doesn't want to become rich? But Yitzrichim Liz Vadois, and as part of the Vida that they had to go and say every 3 years when you make your beer Trumas and Maisris, you say, Osisi Kechol Asher Tzivi Soni, Bo Yushoimim Esa Metargimim, and they heard the Metargim read the psukim, v'yachalta lefnei Hashem Eloikecha masa degoncha tiroishchem yitzarecha. Aha. Since it says lefnei Hashem Eloikecha, they figure lefnei means, if I really want to become an oisher, I better get as close as possible to Hashem Eloikecha. Therefore they went into not you get an extra donut together with the hole in the middle. Shkoyach, thank you very much. Exactly, we have to call Amram now. Anyway, they went all the way, not into the second wall which you were allowed to eat with the Chaveirim, they went into the first wall. The Kaim Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. Av Bekochim, or Yimatrich and Atzman. When it came to Kochim, they were not Matriach, but Yichon Oysam Lefnim Mechoyma Chitzoyna. They therefore ate it between the first wall and the second wall, where you're allowed to eat it. Why? Kishayin Moitzim Achsan Yibifnim. If they couldn't find some hotel, motel, inn, somewhere to eat, somewhere to sit, somewhere to sleep, they just went and ate outside on the bottom of the Har HaZeis. When people would go and say, hey, Rabbi Yisai, don't you know what you're doing? This is Kodesh, you're not Kodesh. They didn't listen. Why? What difference does it make? Chayma 1, Chayma 2, Chayma 3, they're all the same. Only by Master Shiny, they said, oh, I want to get as close to the Rabbi Yisrael as possible to make sure that get that bracha of the Aser Bishvel Shetish Asher. But they said, for the Kachim Kalim, big deal. One Chaim, the second Chaim, the third Chaim, as long as I'm within Yerushalayim, as long as I have a good Jewish heart, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept me, and he's not going to reject me, and I can eat, and no problem. Mali Tachlein, Mali Adya. Yeah.
Well,
one second, Barry.
Does this thing conflict with the idea that the Dami Arts didn't give Shemus and Maestris and Damai?
We're talking about those that did.
Okay.
Besides the fact, remember, it says that Roy Am Arts Masrim Hem. It was only a small percentage that did. Yeah, this is a blissful trick.
I say it proves the fact that we say Das Am Arts, Hefach Das.
Doesn't say the Das Amor, the Das Balabatim, or the Hepach of the Das Rabbanim. Because you have sometimes a Balavos that has Smicha, and he says, oh, you have Smicha Ocharov. It's a Taz of the Shach says that his Das is Hepach of real Rabbanim, real Tamincha. Anyway, Lamaisa, we just finished now a very exciting, lengthy Braisa, and we concluded the Braisa with donuts. And can you imagine the times of Chazal, the Amoratim would probably eat it right next to the Beis Hamikdash, Maaseh Sheni, Bishvit Sasha, Saganza Sgula, Maaseh Donat. Good, they're fine. But why did we bring this Braisa? We brought this Braisa as a very strong Raya to Rav Huna, a very strong Kasha on Rav Nachman. Why? Because Rav Nachman said that you can be Mekadosh even with only one or two. Achas mikol eilu. Rav Huna said, no, you have to go and do kol eilu. And since they didn't have kol eilu, that's why the Braisa finished off and concluded, why weren't they Mekadosh that third wall and the bitzu ha'elyoina on the Haram Mishcha? She'ein moisifan al-ir v'al-azores, Ella, you gotta have the Melech and the Novi and the Rav Mitzvah. of madness and an amish toitis, and you have to have everything. So you see, Ashtarka writes, Ravuna, Akasha on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman, even one is enough. So they could have been Mekadesh and Mitaladinim. Every more Tanoi, them is the Machloikis Tanoi. What's the Machloikis Tanoi? The sign of the Bryce. Umar of Bryce. Shematik Shiri, Boyin Behechel, Osu Kiloim Behechel, Ukiloim Lazarites. Says Reb Lezer, at the time that they were building the second base of Midrash in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, I heard from my Rebbes, or actually says Shemati Miraboisai, that when they built the Heichel and they built the Azorais, until they finished the entire construction, they had temporary Viloinois. Viloinois are curtains which were coming down from up, going down. Why did they need those curtains? The Gemara assumes because to have the Kedusha of the Azorah and the Heichel, you have to have walls, and if you didn't have the hard walls yet, because they're still building them, at least you have these temporary walls, but you have something. But you need those Vazokim. Let's go slowly. What did you have around the Mishkan? The Mishkan was made out of Kroshim. Kroshim were strong pieces of hardwood, which were 10 amos tall.
Right, but then they had it on top of it, they had the curtains.
You're talking about the curtains that were covering on the top.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the curtains on the top, we're talking about walls made out of curtains.
Hatzishitim only.
Very good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. Now, the Gemara tells us that they had curtains during the building of the second base of Mimish. However, Reb Lezer says there was a difference between the curtains on the Heichel and the curtains that were the makeshift walls of the Azar. What's the difference? Meaning, they didn't have the curtains on the spot where the walls were destined to be built, because if so, then they would constantly be in the way of the construction. So therefore you had to have the curtains moved to one side or the other and build the walls either in front of or in back of the curtains, so that you can build and keep the curtains there at the same time. Otherwise, it would be curtains or vice versa. So therefore, they had to go and move the curtains one direction or the other. Zot Reblezer, Shebeheichel Boinim Mibachutz. When it came to the Heichel, they pushed the curtains in slightly toward the inside of the Heichel, and therefore they built the walls of the Heichel outside of these curtains. Uba Azorois, when it came to the Azorah, Boinim Mifnim, they had the curtains towards the outside, and then they built the walls inside of the curtains. The reason why they did that, as Igmar will explain in another few lines, is because they didn't want people to be able to look inside all the time, including the construction workers. When it came to the Heichel, Heichel, after all, has such great Kedusha that you never have Yisrael going into the Heichel. You never even have Kehanim going on a daily basis, unless and excluding the case of bringing the Ketores, or Amol, when they bring the Par Helam Davishal Tzibur, the Par Kohen Mashiach, but that was very rare. And then, of course, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went in to the Heichel and into the Kodesh Kadosh. But otherwise,
and to light the menorah, it's Hanukkah today.
I'm sorry?
And to light the menorah.
Oh, Zayagit. And therefore, they only on
to
certain.
To the Kohen Gadol, to light the menorah?
Typically it was, but even a Zohar can go and light the menorah. But typically, the Kohen Gadol took it for himself.
I guess so.
Anyway, so getting to our Gemara Nachamul. So the Gemara says is that the Heichel, the Boinim in Machutz, they would go and build the wall outside of that curtain, because if the curtain was towards the outside and they would be building inside, that means that the construction workers would be standing in the Heichel every single day. We don't want them standing in the Heichel looking around, look at the Shulchan, who are you, construction workers? Therefore, they would have to go and build the wall Mibachutz and not be able to gaze and look in and take with their iPhones and make pictures and YouTubes. They had to stand outside. Azorais, which Yisrael was able to go in, at least the Ezra's Yisrael portion, so therefore they were more makel over there, Bainim Bifnim. They had the curtains towards the outside, and therefore the construction workers were inside, and they were able to see what's going on in the Azara, but anybody could see in the Azara as long as you were Tohar, and as long as you only stood in the Ezra's Yisrael, etc. This is the Eidus that Rebbe Lezer said. The Gemara assumes that since they had to have these makeshift curtain walls, Rebbe Lezer requires this because of the fact that unfortunately the original Kedusha that was Niskadish during the times of David and Shlomo Melech and Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha dissipated. We're now trying to re-strengthen the Kedusha once again in the times of Ezra Nehemiah, and that's why we had to go and put up these walls.
Okay, so what are we proving from this?
Oh, we're not finished yet. Om Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua now in the same braisa says, Shemati, and I heard from my rebbes, again going back historically to the times of Ezra Nehemiah, Shemakriv and Aval Bishain Bais, Oichlin Kachi Kudishim Aval Bishain Kalayim, that you're allowed to go and be makriv a korban even if there is no Beis HaMikdash. You need a Mizbeach, but you do not need a Beis HaMikdash. As long as you makriv it in the Azorah on the right spot, you put the Emunin on top of the Mizbeach, you're allowed to go and be makriv even without a Beis HaMikdash. And by the way, you notice there's a Vav here, because the Rambam Taka Paskin's like that. The reason is, as Imar will tell us in a moment, Shekedush Rishoy Nekitsh L'Shata Vekitsh L'As and Lavai. And so therefore all the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is there standing as it's there, even Nebuch with a mask and a Gantzamasa, you can be makriv a Karban even today. And that's why back in the 1800s, this was a very, very hot topic, which was discussed by all of the greatest achroinim at the time. You have Chuvis of Chassam Sofer, of Akiva Eiger, of Noi de Bihuda, etc. Can you go and bring the carbon Pesach bezman hazeh? Aye, there is no Beis HaMikdash, makriv and afal bishein bayis. Aye, there's no Mizbeach. Well, we know the dimensions of Mizbeach. It's in Masechtas Tamim and Masechtas Midos in great detail. We'll build a Mizbeach. Aye, was it Zayim B'Dayim, was it Zayim B'Dayim? They have all different types of shaitas. Aye, all Tamim, the Lord of Mitzibur, was it Zayim Legabe wearing all of the Kahanim's, the Big Dekuna? No, we'll make Big Dekuna. Aye, there is no Urim Atum, there was no Urim Atum in the second Beis HaMikdash either. Tons and tons of Seifim and Shailas which go on for pages and pages, their whole treatises.
What is their conclusion?
The conclusion, Chassam Sofer says, that even if you could halachically work it out that you could bring the Karm, don't do it anyway because of the tremendous sinah that it would cause among the nations of the world. Can you imagine? We just talk about Yerushalayim being the capital, which has very little real significance. In Medina Yisrael has lived for the last 50 years without it, living with another. But you see the guns of uproar. Can you imagine if we start bringing a carbon where they have their holy mask? Smoke kiveis and pissim miramsis. So therefore, some Zayfer recommends against it. And the Maisa, they did, of course, they never actually brought it. But getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says, Makrim av bishein bayis, and oichon kachi kudishim av bishein kolayim. You can go and eat kachi kudishim within the environs of the Beis HaMikdash, even if there are no walls to the Azara. So you don't need the walls, like Reb Lezer said, you have to have those curtains, even without curtains. You can eat kachim kalmas v'shein av bishein choyim, you can eat throughout Yerushalayim, kachim kalmas v'shein, even though there's no wall. So therefore, we have now two deis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says very clearly, kitchul l'shayit v'kitchul l'asa lovoi. Rabbi Lezer is a little bit more vague, and therefore lav mechlal the Rabbi Lezer that requires these curtains doesn't he hold sovar loy kitchul l'asa lovoi, and therefore you take it. Do need a new bias, and you do need walls, and until you finish with the permanent walls, have temporary walls, up to chamachloikis. And if that's the case, that's what the Gemara says, Tanoi, that you were asking Akasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, don't scream at me, even though I hold Kedusha Rishoyna Kitchu L'Shata V'loi Kitchu L'Asad Lovay. And therefore Ezra Nehemiah had to go and do a new Kedusha, and they were able to go and do Kedusha, says Rav Nachman, because you only need Achas Mikol Eilu. Therefore, I have a kasha from the previous brisa that says that they were not able to be makadosh. We asked the shtark kasha of Nachman from the brisa of Abba Shol, where Abba Shol said that they could not be makadosh that second bitzo elyoina because they didn't have all the requirements. Zokter Chaim Nachman, don't scream at me, it's a machloikas tanoim. I hold like Rebbe Lezer, that Rebbe Lezer holds Kedusha Shata Kitchul Shata V'loi Kitchul Yosel Lavoi. That's my mandiyama. And Rav Huna holds like Rebbe Yeshua. Okay. It's not the first time we have a Machloikis Tanoim. Not the first time we have a Machloikis Amiroim. So I hold like that Tana. You have no right. Everybody holds like Rav Huna. Nobody holds like Rav Nachman. The Kedusha is a Kedusha forever. Notice that each one of the Madiyamer, Rav Blazer and Rabbi Shua, didn't just say Omer Blazer, Blazer Omar, and Rabbi Shua Omar, but rather each one told an Ivda, a Masa, who's Malav Malke, Mizukt Ibra Sipurim from Tzadikim. Sir Blazer said, oh, Yich Gedenk, I remember years ago my Rebbe told me that at the time of Ezra Nehemiah, they built a Heichal Azoi, and they claim Azoi, and the Azores Azoi. And Rabbi Shua said, and by the way, I heard also something else, that you don't even need a Beis HaMikdash, you can go be Makkah for Lishayim Bayis. But there's no Machloikis, everybody's Baruch Hashem, Bahav, Ach, Vashulam, Varayis, and everybody holds that Kiddush Rishayim, Kitchelashat, Vikitchelos, and Lavoi. Oh, everybody holds kishlos alavei. V'chitei mekloim v'rebelez alam. At least what I need the kloim for. You can be makav even if there's no bias. Marach, you don't need a kodesh kadoshim. You don't need a heichel. You don't need nazara. You can go and bring alek kabbadis. So what do you need the curtains for? Take away the curtains. Go and bring it in without any curtains. Lamali. Even though you taka don't need walls, you don't need curtains. But otherwise it's not right that people should go and observe and make pictures and draw portraits and take out their cameras, and they're going to go and stand next to it. It'll be a tourist attraction. Oh, look at the coin doing that. Boy, look at this, look at that. That's pastish, and therefore that's why they put up the coin. And therefore that's good or bad. They only had one rebbe, maybe they had multiple rebbes.
Multiple rebbes, but saying, but they're both Yomites. They were the ones who carried Yochanan ben Zakkai at the Aron.
And how many times do we find in the Gemara they have multiple Talmidim and argue what's the rebbe held? Okay, so it won't be Kvar Hoyu Lo Yilachem. Ela Hanitanoi. So therefore the Maisa, since I wasn't able to find one Tana that holds like Rav Nachman, says Gemara, I have a new machloikis tanan. This time we have another brisa. Omri b'shmo Rav Yosi. Lama manu chacham meselu. Now what does the Gemara mean, lama manu chacham meselu? If you remember back in Mesechtes Erechin, in the final perek, you had Gantz Mishnayis that listed all of those cities and towns that were mukav chaym mimois Yeshua ben Nun. The reason why this figures in the Sechtes Erechin, because as you know, when it comes to the din of Bote Orei Choyma, if somebody buys a house, a residence in an Ir Choyma means that it has a wall, he has up to 1 year to go and use his right of redemption. If he doesn't exercise his right of redemption in 1 year, after 1 year is over, then that house belongs la tzmisus, la koina oise le deroisav lo yeitse by yoivel. As opposed to, for instance, a field that you get back in yoivel year, or even bote hachatzeirim asher ein lehem choymes soviv, if you bought a house in those cities that did not have walls, then you can always have a right of redemption until yoivel year. But not in the case of bote erechoyma. After 1 year, if you didn't go and redeem it, you lost it. It's latzmisus lakonois adoraisov. So now the question is, does it have to have a wall today? And the answer is no. As long as the city or the town had a wall at the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Well, which cities are those? So to Mesechtes Erechin, we have Mishnayis that go and list all the cities that had choymim yimois Yeshua ben Nun. Most of those today, we don't know exactly where the location is, so therefore it's not very helpful as a practical matter today. But of course, the dinam abot erechoyma are not in Nohuk today anyway, so it doesn't make a difference today. For Purim, the Gabi Hilchai is Kriyas and Megillah. Gerecht, and he's right. Kriyas and Megillah, that would be enough Gemara. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now. So our Gemara says, Lama Manu Chacham, this is Rabbi Yishmol Rabbi Yosi speaking. Remember, Yishmol Rabbi Yosi. Lama Manu Chacham is Eilu. Why the Chacham go and enumerate all of these cities? Shekisha Oldu B'nei Agoila, when the people came up in the times of Ezra Nehemiah, Matsu Eilu, they found these cities, they kitchum, and they were Mekadish them from brand new kedusha. After the earlier ones, batlu mishabat lahaaretz. Unfortunately, their kedusha was nispato. Those that Ezra and Nehemiah were not mekadesh once again. Those all became batlu mavutlu. They did not have any kedusha because they didn't reinstate. I should say they didn't reinstate the kedusha that was there from Amol.
Outside of Yishalayim, what meaning is there for a city to have Kedusha?
Oh, for the Dinam of Bati Ari Chayma, for the Dinam of, look at the last Rashi, Kol HaMitzvos HaElu, mitzvot bati arichoyma, the din of shiluach mitzirayim, that you have to send chutzman and machne, v'she'en oisim migrasheim soda, that you cannot make the migrash outside the city, you can make it into a field. All these halachas only apply to bati arichoyma, and therefore those that the chachamim listed were those that were reinstated with kedusha at the times of Ezra Nehemiah. Al rishoyin to the early ones, bat mishabat laaretz al mekasava. Obviously, this Rabbi Yosi holds kedusha rishoyin a kitchel shata. The loy kitchel liased lavoi, and therefore those towns that were re-sanctified at the times of Ezra Nehemiah now have sanctity. Those old towns of Yeshua ben Nun that had sanctity at one time as bat arichoyma, that's batel umavotel, because loy kitchel asalali. That's from Shimon of Rabbi Yosi. That's also Rav Nachman that we had at the top of the Amid, loy kitchel asalali. Thank you more many. Amrib Shimon of Rabbi Yosi, the same Rav Shimon of Rabbi Yosi says, again on that same Mishnah in Mesechtes Echid. V'chi elu b'vad are you? Do you think only those which are enumerated in the Mishnah in Mesechtes Erchin, those are the only ones that are Kedusha, Abati, Arichoyma, Valikvar Nemar, but they have in the Pasik, Shishim Ir, Kol Chevel, Argoy, Mamlechas, Oig, Baboshen, Kol Eila, all of these 60 cities, Orim, Mitzurois, Choyma, Gevoya, Delasayim, Uvriach. These had major, major fortifications with walls and all types of military installations, etc. Ah, so therefore, this Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi is saying that in addition to those Mishnahs, we got 60 more. So why are these enumerated and the other 60 here are not enumerated? When the Bnei Agoyla came up, Matsu Elu, they found these, the Kidshim, and they were Mekadish them. They were Mekadish them, Kidshim. Kidshim Hashta, they made a new Kedusha now in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah. Ha'amrin le'kamon, don't we say a little bit later on, Deloi tzerich le'kedusha. They didn't need Kedusha, the Kedusha that they had from Amol, that Kedusha is Giblim. The old Kedusha remained. So what is this Matzu Elu the Kidshim? No, he didn't mean Kidshim. El Matzu Elu Uman'um. Rather, when they came into Eretz Yisrael now, the second time after 70 years of Harbin, they went and enumerated all of them that people should remember which were the cities that originally had a choyma. By now, unfortunately, the choymas have all been toppled and they've all collapsed, but we're going to go and enumerate them so that we should know what there was from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. But continues the same Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. V'loi elu b'vad, ela kol shetale b'yadchem mesoides me'avoyisecha. Anything that you can show mesoides from your avoyis and doides back, shumakevetchem mesoides shu benun, kol mitzvahs elu nehagis ba, all the mitzvahs of Bati Arachayimah would apply. Number one, the mitzvah of redemption. Number two, shiluach mitzirayim. Number three, migrishayim soda, etc. But nay, so therefore, we have now two Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosis. The first Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said, Kiddush Rishoyna, Kitchel Ishata, V'loi Kitchel Asad Lavai, and therefore only those cities which are enumerated in Mesechtes Erchin have the benefit of Kedusha because they were re-sanctified in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah. Mash Enke, the second Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi says, Nah! So many more than those cities. The reason why those cities were enumerated is because Ezra and Nehemiah decided to count them and to list them and to enumerate them so that we shouldn't forget. But if you have any other cities that you can show a Mesoida Me'avi Secha, go and show from your Zaitis and Elta Zaitis and Elta Zaitis until the times of Ezra and Nehemiah and earlier, that there were other cities too that were not listed in the Mishnah. Also, Sochit! All of these are the din of the Mukefas Chaim B'Shem B'Shem Benun, because Kitcha Liyosef Lofay. So bottom line is, Baruch Hashem, the Gemara is now for entered the Kasha of Nachman. We see that this halacha of Kedusha Rishoyne, Kitcha L'Shat, Kitcha L'Yosef Lofay, is in fact the Machloikis Tanoim. The Machloikis Tanoim is these two, Rabbi Shmuel B'Reb Yosis. Rav Huna holds like one, and Rav Nachman holds like the other. But the obvious question is, was it Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi himself? Catch Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Ah, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, he is Soysen himself. And the typical verity. But he's saying the trait of the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Like we were saying a moment ago, that Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua, even if they had the same Rebbe, they may have had a difference of opinion what the Rebbe said years before. But we have another teretz of here. Ibo Yisei Mechadim Inayu, instead of Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yosi, was Rabbi Loz of Rabbi Yosi. Presumably his brother, but the Gemara doesn't tell us. Rabbi Loz of Rabbi Yosi, Amra. There is the blows of Reb Yosi. The sign you will learn the Brisa. The blows of Reb Yosi. Oimer. It says by the Bati Arichoyma Asher Loi Choyma Savin. What's the specific lashon of Pasik? Reb David Shaini Gemura says Tera Ora Shalim number two. Them Lo Yigoyel Ad Malois Shonas Mima Mekama Bayis Asher Beir Asher Loi Choyma Latz Misus Asher Loi Choyma. You have that too. This is Tera Ora Shalim.
Yes,
okay, our scroll too. Baruch Hashem. The Asher Loi Choyma. The our scroll is just mimicking and imitating the beautiful Gemaras that were brought by Reb David.
Exactly. Interesting.
Okay, so now this is already a hot potato over here. So it says Asher Loi Choyma. Notice our Gemara says Lamed Vav Aleph. Now, if you look up in our Sifrei Torah, and if you look up in our Chumashim, it says Aloi Mit an Aleph. Ashaloi Choyma. But that is the ksiv. The kri is lamed vav. Ashaloi Choyma. Of course, for us Ashkenazim, we don't distinguish in the kriya between loy and loy. Perhaps among the Taimina, maybe they still have a Masoida to go and pronounce it differently. You should ask Yair. He probably has a different pronunciation for loy and for loy. Anyway, but the point is, if you say Ashaloi Choyma, it means it doesn't have a wall. Ashaloi Choyma means it does have a wall. Now make up your minds, a Creek said, Jacques de Blood de Yoisi, Ava Bishen Loi Achshem, even now it's Aloi Mit an Aleph. But Vahoya Loi Kernamachena had a love, Lamed Mit Avuv, and therefore it doesn't have to have a wall now, as long as it had a wall at some time, it's as if the wall, it's what we call a virtual wall, or a transparent wall. You don't see the wall, but it has the halachic wall.
You gotta build a virtual one.
Anyway, so bottom line is that's our Gemara. It's interesting. That's our Gemara here. In Mesechtes Erechin, Rashi on the same Gemara says Ashaloi Choyma. Rashi says in our Sifrei Torah, it's written Loi Lamed Vav Aleph. Why is it written Lamed Vav Aleph? So that you can read it either way, Loi Mit an Aleph or Loi Mit a Vav. Toises in Erechin says, I can't believe that Rashi has that Girsa, because in all of our Svarim, it like, says like we have it, which is Loi Mit an Aleph is the Ksiv, and Loi Mit a Vav is the Kri. But obviously Rashi had a different Masaira, and you know in Chumash, Rashi has several different times where Rashi says it's an extra Vav, it's missing a Vav, or extra Yud, missing a Yud, and we don't have that in our Sifrei Torah. Anyway, on to the top of the Yom Nitma Ba'azor V'Nelma Mimenu Tumah. In our Mishnah it said that the din of bringing a carbon oil of Yerid is not only a person that was originally Tameh and walked into the base of Migdash B'Tumah, the Helim, and then afterwards comes out and says, oh, what did I do? And he has to go and bring a carbon. But even if a person who walked into the base of Migdash and he was Tohar, he had gone to the Mikvah 100 times, and it was Herif Shemesh, and if he was Mechusik Kippur, he brought all of his Kavanos, and if he was a Tmei Nefesh, he had the Hazof and the Paraduma, he happens to be as Tohar as possible. He is himself Kodesh Kadoshim. However, he walks into the Azara and he becomes Tamei in the Azara. Can you imagine becoming Tamei in the Azara? How can you become Tamei in the Azara? There was a dead chariot, there was an Avela, he became a Balkari. Whatever the situation was, he became Tamei in the Azara. Then he became Menu Tuma, and then afterwards he forgot Uy Vavei, had momentary amnesia, he forgot that he was Tamei. He stuck around for one of the 3 Shi'urim that we had in our Mishnah, which we will discuss shortly. And then afterwards he left. Boom, he has to go and bring a carbon out of the iron. Now, Freik Timara Tumba Azor Minolan. Since the Pasik seems to indicate a person that was already touching someone or something that made him Tumba, right? The Pasik talks about a person who touched an Avela, a Chayit Tumeya, a Nevela's Behemet Tumeya, etc., etc., a Nevela Sheretz Tumeya, he touched any one of these dead things, or Bechol Tumeya Tumi Nefesh, etc., and then he walked into the Azor. Here we're talking that he was in the Azara first. And how do you know that there is such a concept, Tap Rashi, that me shenitma ba'azara mi nolan de mechayiv, holei karina v'lei yitamu es machaneyem, shekvar timei. If you're telling me that he didn't go in yet, and he was Tamei, and therefore there's a lav, don't go in, don't be metama machaneyem. Okay, he was over the lav, bishogeg, bring your carbon. However, you're talking about a person that he did everything perfectly. He was Tohar Kedusha, Kedusha Vitahara, and unfortunately became Tummy inside. How do you know there's also dinner? Bring a carbon out of the yard, mean Holland. I'm Reb Luza. Why do you have Mishkan and why do you have Mikdash? That's Taka true, it says over here, Aleph Marshal Moichikzeh. However, it's really a mistake of the Mezorah Seshas, because Marshal is moichik something later on. The words in parentheses were printed later on, and he took it out over there. Over here, these words are exactly on point. Why does it say, Mikdash and Mishkan in Einoi Inyan L'Tumah Shebachutz, Tenel Inyan L'Tumah Shebefnim. The reason we have two psukim is one pasuk tells you, don't go into the Beis HaMikdash B'Tumah, and the second pasuk tells you, don't stay in the Beis HaMikdash if you have become Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore we see according to Blazar, it's because we have the duplicate psukim. One Mishkan Hashem Timei, Mikdash Hashem Timei. Zoktimar Ukroi Miyatri. Are you telling me that these psukim are superfluous? In other words, that they're duplicative and repetitive, and we have one extra pasuk. Hamitzuch Tzarichi. The same Rebbe Blazar says, I need the psukim for a different drasha. This idea. Rebbe Blazar Oimer. In Nema Mishkan, Lama Nema Mikdash, in Nema Mikdash, Lama Nema Mishkan. Why do you have the two different psukim? Ilam and Il, sorry, says, because ilu nema mishkan, but only say mishkan. Le nema mikdash, who you say oimal mishkan yechayiv. Shari mashuach b'shem and hamishcha. Val mikdash lo yechayiv, you would not be chayiv. In other words, if the pasuk would only say as mishkan Hashem timei, and a person is oiver on that b'shoigig, when does he bring his current oil of yoyed? Only by the mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, but not by the mikdash of David and Shlomo Melech, and not the mikdash of Ezra and Nehemiah. Why not? Because they didn't have the benefit of the anointing. Why didn't they have the benefit of the anointing? We had it ready in the Gemara yesterday. Only the structure and only the kelim at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu were they Moshech, but not in future generations. So therefore, perhaps the Kedusha of the Mishkan is greater in a sense, at least in one sense, because it had the Meshuvah Hashem and the Mishkan, and therefore if you go in Bitumah, you gotta go and bring your carbon ugly. Right. However, the Mikdash, there was no Meshuvah Hashem and Mishkan. Maybe you don't have to bring a karma of the yard. Then the Mikdash would say, Mikdash, lo nema Mishkan, ho yisi oimal Mikdash yechayim, shari kidushas lo kidushas oila. Because its kedusha is a kedusha forever. Now what does it mean it's a kedusha forever? So Rashi says on the third line, Shein acharea heter bomais, that there was no heter bomais after the Beis HaMikdash, just like today. The Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, is charev already almost 2,000 years. But we are not allowed to be makrev karbonis on a bama. So therefore, that's a kedusha soilim and has kedusha forever. As they land, Rashi. Tosis, however, disagrees. Tosis says, on the side, the toys in the middle, Kedushas and Kedushas Oilam, Pirush Bekuntu She'ei Acharea Heter Bomis, the Kosha, the Imkain, Tifshit Mehacha, the Sober Reb Lezer, actually Reb Lezer in the Gemara, the Kitchen Loss of Lovai, that it had Kedusha forever and ever, and that's why Kedushas and Kedushas Oilam. So why do we say in the Amir Aleph, we had a Gamsa Shaila, Shasai, Kitchen Lashat, Kitchen Loss of Lovai, or not? I have a failure share of blues over here, the chayyah that holds Kiddushas and Kiddushas Haylam, that it goes forever and ever. And therefore, Toysis has a different shot. And Toysis says, Yesh Lafarish, skip down towards the bottom of Toysis, Yesh Lafarish, Kiddushas Haylam, Sheherichu, Mikdusha Yoyser. What he means to say is, the whole Mishkan stood for 369 years. The Beis HaMikdash stood for a total of 410 and 420 for 830 years. 830 years is much more than 369. That's what he means. Kiddushas and kiddushas. Inam the fisha ain roi lachzer lekadosh elam boys and welcome. Karle kiddushas. Even though, unfortunately, there may not be kiddusha there today, according to Mani Yamin, holds loy kitchen liyasid lavai. However, when the third base of Midrash will be rebuilt in Yerushalayim, Karle mamish, hopefully still today. Where do you think it's going to be? You think it's going to be in Tel Aviv? It's going to be on the Mokoyim HaBayis and the Mokoyim HaMikdash. So in that sense, it has Kedusha. So, yeah, what's up there?
The something that the Gemara is citing have to do with, I think, Parah Aduma, the Midbar Yotzes, right?
Is that good or bad?
We've been talking about Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Keri, other Tumas. Maybe this is only relating to Tumas Meis.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we generalizing to all Tumas?
Let me ask you a question. Is Agumar talking about Meis or talking Bishogi to bring a carbon oil of the earth?
Bishogi, but if you're Shogi, your Tumi Tumas Meis, and Bishogi, either you have Tuma, Hal Migdash, Hal.
All that is correct. And therefore?
So therefore, why are we spending, it seems like since we're using a pasuk of the Tuma Chamura of Tumas Meis, maybe it's only there that you have these Mimudim extending to these questions and not to share with other Tumas.
how do you even know that the parasha of Oyla v'Yorid is talking about Tumas Mikshif Kedoshim? It just says a person that became Tamei. The Oshem, how do you even know that it's referring to a case that he went afterwards and he ate Kodshim B'Tumah, or he went to the base of Mikshif B'Tumah? And what was the Limudim? One Limud was from the din of the Velep Behemet Tmeya, could have said just Chayetim, because Behemet Bechal Chaya, so therefore that was Rebbe Doyle Miboyle Samukim, that he learned the Velep, so he's learning from. No problem. That, where does that Tumas the Velep state? That says the Gavi, a person that did it, Vemez it. Then the Gemara says, okay, that's only talking about going into the base of Midish. How do I know about, or only talking about eating Karchim? How do I know talking about entering the base of Midish? So Gemara had, because it says Tumas Evoy, Tumas Evoy, again we had Exeda Shovel, one from the up. But both Limudim were Limudim from Mazid to Shaykik. So therefore all the rules and regulations that we're talking about are written out at great length in the Mazid part, and we export them to the Shoyeg, to the Karm Oil of Yard. So therefore it doesn't matter whether it's Kedushas, whether it's a din of Tumas Nevela, or Tumas Sheretz, or even Zov, or Metzoyra, or Balkeri, all of them are Tumas that would require a person to go and bring a Karm Oil of Yard. Anyway, but the Maisa, just finishing on the Mark, Val Mishkan, so if we just say mikdash leinam a mishkan, or you say I'm a mikdash yechayv shari kedushas the kedushas oilam, either like Rashi or Tosis. Now mishkan lo yechayv kachnem mishkan kachnem mikdash. That's why you have to have two separate expressions, mishkan and mikdash. Anyway, bottom line is lechoyra. I have a stira, Reb Lazar on Reb Lazar. The top Reb Lazar learned on the second line that the reason I have two psukim mishkan Hashem timei and mikdash Hashem timei to tell us the din of the tumah b'thnim. In other words, the person who comes to me inside the base of Mikdash. But the second of Lazar says, no, I need both psukim. Because if it would only say one, I would think only the Mishkan, because it has the Shem and the Mishka. If it only said Mikdash, I'd say Kedushas and Kedushas Oilam. So Reb Lazar, make up your mind. Which is the real Drasha? Everything in my, both Drashas are absolutely Emes, the Yatzah, the Noch, and the Kain. Reb Lazar, Ari Gagashle, Reb Lazar is bothered by the fact. If it would say two psukim with the same words, as Mishkan Hashem Timei, and again, as Mishkan Hashem Timei, or as Mikdash Hashem Timei, as Mikdash Hashem Timei, says Reb Lazar, what do I need the two psukim for? One to tell you about Tumah Bachutz, and one to tell you about Tumah Bifnim. Wouldn't be a problem, Zayigit. But why did the Torah go and switch from Mishkan to Mikdash and Mikdash and Mishkan? To tell you the other rule, as was. So Reb Lazar, Hachin Kakashalei, Mechdi Mishkan Ikri Mikdash, and Mikdash Ikri Mishkan, both of these terms are synonymous, they are synonyms. In Nichlev, Oyidiv, Yidiv, Mikdash, Oyidiv, Yidiv, Mishkan. Mishkan, or Mikdash, Lamli. Why does the Torah have to write two different Lashonim? Shema Min HaTarti comes to tell us both drushes. The drush about the Tumah B'Nim, and also both Mishkan and Mikdash, Kedushas, Kedushas, Oilam, or Shem and Mishka, etc. So tomorrow he just said now that Mishkan, Ikri, Mikdash, Mikdash, Ikri, Mishkan. Where did you see this? Mishkan, Mikdash, Ikri, Mishkan. The Chassid said in the Basvin, Asati, Mishkani, Besoichichem. I'm going to go and put my Shechina among you. So what's the raya from that? Nasati Mishkan b'Soichichem. Rashi just says here, Kol Anitin b'Soichichem Kori Mishkan. Doesn't say clearly, how do I know Mikdash Ikri Mishkan? But you notice in the Rashi, there's a Dalet Mser Seshas, and that says, Be'erivin Pirish Rashi Be'oifen Acher Hayoisim Mavur. If you look up Erevin, Rashi's pshat is a little bit clear over there. So now we have the benefit here of the Moisef Rashi in the right hand margin. Apparently the Mser Seshas, you have a clear right, didn't have a Moisef Rashi in his Gemaras, otherwise he would say, I am the Moisef Rashi. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. So where's the Moisef Rashi in the right hand side? It says, when it's not the Mishkan, Rashi and Erevin, Ukishinema Mikrezeh Kvar Hukama Mishkan. The Mishkan is already erected, was already standing. Sharbeturis Kehanim Nichtab. We're talking about in the middle of Sefer Vayikra. V'chol oisa Sefer, V'oil Moyen Nemar, Kidachsev, V'idabar Hashem Eilam, V'oil Moyen Leimar. That's the very first Pasik in Parshas Vayikra. So why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, "Benesati, and I will give my Mishkan b'soichichem"? What's for a Mishkan? It's already standing. And by Allah, Mikdash obviously must be referring to a future Mishkan that will be built. Which future Mishkan? That's referring to the Beis Hamikdash in the times of David and Shlomo, and subsequently Ezra and Nehemiah. So therefore I see that Mikdash is Ikri Mishkan Menasati. I will give, says the Kiddush Baruch Hu, Mishkan B'Soichem in future generations. And Mishkan Mikri Mikdash, Minolim, where do you see the Mishkan is called Mikdash? Elim, says the Pasuk, V'nosu HaKehosim, Noisei HaMikdash, that when they disassembled the Mishkan each time, and then they moved it from place to place, so that, as we know, each one of the three children in the family of Levi had different things that they had to carry. The Kohos people had to go and carry the Mikdash. Oh! So they were carrying the Mikdash. Is the Chasim and Mishkan Ikri Mikdash? Say, well, no. Now we're Mikdash and not referring to the entire structure. The Aron HaKodesh. That's the word Mikdash. And Rashi says, Lav Dafka, the Aron, the same thing applies to the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbechot, which are all Devarim Ham Mikudosh, and these were the most sanctified Kalim in the base of Mikdash. So therefore, you have no raya that Mishkan Ikri Mikdash. Rather, from another pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Beinu and to Klal Yisrael, this is still in Shemois, before the Mishkan was fully built. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'asli Mikdash V'shachanti B'soichem, I want you to build over here a Mikdash. What is the Mikdash going to look like? Uksiv kechol ha'shini ma'ar o'ischo e'stavis ha'mishkan e'stavis kelev v'chein ta'asu. You're talking about now, here in the Midbar, I want you to make for me a Mikdash. It's called a Mikdash, it's called a Mishkan. It's the Chasimin, that Mishkan, Ikri Mikdash. Good. Now the final part of our Mishnah, we said, if a person enters into the Azorah L'Marshal, and he's kosher and tohar ligamri, and unfortunately becomes tummy inside the Azorah, he has to run out as quickly as possible. And it said in our Mishnah that unfortunately if he stays in the Azorah Bituma, one of three Shi'urim, woe that's three Shi'urim, that number one, Hishtachva, he bowed down, or Shishor Kedei Hishtachva, he stayed in the Azorah Bituma the amount of time that it takes to be Mishtachva, or the third one, the Gemara, the Mishnah brought, our Gemara doesn't bring it here, we had in the Mishnah that he was able to go out Derech Kitzara, and instead he went out Derech Arucha, he didn't delay, but he took the longer route rather than the shorter route. Any one of these three people has to bring a carbon oila v'yayin. Now the terms ishtachva or shishaka v'ishtachava would seem to be either redundant or, if you will, somewhat at conflict with one another. Because once you said shishaka v'ishtachava, why do you have to say that he was mishtachva? Even if he wasn't mishtachva at all? Let's say ishtachva, let's assume that it takes 10 seconds to be mishtachva. Okay, Shishok Yishtachavah means that he waited 10 seconds. So what do you need the Yishtachavah for? The Chayra, it's either inconsistent or it's repetitive. And therefore, Omer Rav, we're going to have two Lishoynis, and the Mefarshim say the two Lishoynis are basically the same. In other words, the outcome is the same. Omer Rav Lishonu Elish Yishtachavah Kalapi Pnim. It depends in which direction was he Mishtachavah. If he was Mishtachavah towards the inside of the Beis Hamikdash, meaning towards the Heichal, towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, towards the Marav side, to where Kodesh Baruch Hu is, Toseis Yishtachavah. That's the Shir of Yishtachavah. However, if he did the same Mishtachva, but in the other direction, in other words, towards the opening of the Azara Mizrach side, the other direction, almost like his back is to the Shechina, his front is the other direction, that is Devarim Betelim. That is not a bona fide, effective, legally, halachically effective Mishtachva. And therefore, ignore the Ishtachva, Sha'in Lishalai. Then we're going to measure how much time he was inside. Even if this person did it, 1, 2, 3, I don't care whether he was Mishtachva or not, because that Ishtachva has no legal efficacy whatsoever. It says Gunish mit Gunish. So therefore, we look at the
Krach.
We're going to talk about super fast in a moment.
The time that takes Ishtachva this way or that way is the same.
It's true, but this is not considered to be Ishtachva because it's in the wrong direction. If you look at the Rashi, Loishano, Rashi in the left-hand margin about halfway down, five lines into the narrow lines. Loishano de Ishtachva, Kolduhu, Afil Loishoha Ba Kedei Ishtachva. Even if he did it super fast, he's Chayim, Elish Ishtachva, Klapi, Benim Litzad, Marav. Now the reason why he would be chayiv a carbon is not because yishachavo was limalav leimoyed zero. It's only because it's meaningless. It's mishim shehiya. If he stayed around long enough for yishachavo, the 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 12 seconds, then he's chayiv the loy loy.
If he was yishachavo, then he stayed one direction or other direction. He stayed the
still, he's still making the enough time.
So you're saying that yishachavo has a certain the yishachavo by definition. What you're doing is you're giving it a very subjective standard. Subjective. Each person is mishtachva as quickly as he's mishtachva.
If he was mishtachva this way or that way, the time, the shahiyah, is the same.
He's saying it meets the other criteria of the minimum amount of time.
Of time.
Regardless of which direction.
In fact, there's Igut. And the answer to that question is, Mietzshem, we're going to see about 6 lines to the bottom of the Amid, that the Gemara is going to give us a time interval that will be able to measure on the clock of the shahiyah of the hishtachava. And that time measurement, which we'll see, is to say a fairly long pasuk, assuming that that reading of that pasuk takes 15 seconds. If the person did a quickie hishtachava of only 5 or 10 seconds, if it's an illegally effective hishtachava, he's chayiv because he did a hishtachava. If it's a meaningless hishtachava, it means nothing, then we have to see if he was there for the 12 or the 15 seconds, as long as it says to recite the pasuk that we're going to have. So Mitchum, we'll get to it shortly, Rabbeinu. Anyway, no problem. So bottom line is, we need both hishtachava and shokin hishtachava. Hishtachava means that if he bowed down towards the heichal, even if he did it in one split second, chayv, because that was a meaningful hishtachava. He stayed in the Azorah longer than he should have. Out, carbon oil of the yard. If he did it in the other direction, that ishtachava was meaningless. It's as if he didn't do the ishtachava. Then we're going to measure it at the amount of time. That amount of time is, like we said in the Gemara, the pasuk which we're going to read shortly at the end of today's daf.
Is it
going to
be the pasuk as he reads it, or as a typical person?
And then you can have the same question again.
Exactly.
Some people go, and some people,
exactly.
So presumably it's the reasonable man standard with a normal, regular guy. It can have asked the sefer. Others say it goes on the sefer. It's basically the same shot, no forget. It says the sefer shishok deishachva mechlal deishachva gufa by shehiyah. What you're telling me is that ishtachva itself has some sort of shehiyah, some sort of time interval. Rava explains now. Rava lo yishana. When did we say in this sefer shishok deishachva lo yishana ishtachva klape chutz, that he's bowing towards the outside, and therefore we have to have kedei shehiyah. Even if he did it in a split second, it didn't take him even a half a moment. He went 1, 2, 3, and pow, out. Nevertheless, he's chayiv. And therefore, the pshat in the Mishnah is, according to both pshatim, ishtachva klapi pnim. If he did ishtachva in the right direction, that ishtachva alone, whether it took a second, a millisecond, a quarter of a second, a hundredth of a second, he's already chayiv. Or shishok ishtachva bihashich b'hach ishtachva deklapi chutz. If he did it in the other direction, then he'd be chayiv if there is a shehiyah. And that shehiyah is like the pasuk that we're going to bring shortly. Then it'll be chayiv. Hey chidom ishtachva de ispa shehiyah. Hey chidom ishtachva de lespa shehiyah. Now we're describing the ishtachva itself. Does that ishtachva have a time attached to it? So if you want the lespa shehiyah zu kriya bi'almihi, that's a person that goes and just kneels with his knees. Therefore that goes 1, 2, 3. This shehiyah is pishidai v'raglayim, if he stretches out totally on the floor, totally prostrating himself. That, of course, takes longer. V'kam shehiyah shehiyah. Now, what is the amount of shehiyah that we're talking about? Pligi bar Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani v'chad v'imei, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani and one of his colleagues, Umanu, who is that colleague? Rav Shimon ben Pazi. The Amrila, there was another version, Rav Shimon ben Pazi v'chad v'imei, Umanu, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani. Lamaitza comes out the same.
Right.
The question is, who's the principal person, who's the secondary person? See, that's the switch between the two, the shayt. The Amrila and others say it wasn't Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani, it was Rav Shimon bar Nachmani. So what happened? Chad Omar Kimemre Dehai Psuka. One says that the Shir Hishtachav, the Shir Shehir, is the length of time that it takes, the amount of time that it takes to say the following Pasik. Chad Omar, the other one says not the whole Pasik, but only from the second half of the Pasik, Kimivayichru L'Seifa, as we'll see in a moment.
Which Pasik?
Oh, what's the pasuk? Oh, Uri Freitag, wonderful. What's the pasuk? It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. What does it say in Divrei Hayamim? V'chol b'nei Yisrael royim b'redes ha'esh. All of them saw when the fire came down. uchvoid Hashem ala bayis. And the pasuk continues, vayichru apayim arza. They fell down hishtachavot to the ground. Ala ritzva vayishtachu vahoidis laHashem ki toiv ki liolam chastoi. They were saying like halavaydah to the Rabbi Yishlein. Aha. Okay. So according to the first man Yama, it's the ganze pasuk, the chol bnei Yisrael until the end. According to the second man, the Yama, the Yichru, Apai Marzi, you start from there, that's where the Yishtachavu began. That's the amount of time that you go bow down, the Yichru, Apai Marzi, Ala Ritzba, the Yishach, the Yehud, the Hashem, Gidu, the Chastai, that's the amount of time, that's the Kedai Shehid.
15 seconds? I mean,
it depends, so that was what Barry asked before.
Yeah.
It depends on the person who's saying it. Some minyanim, you'd be out the door before you even arrived. And some minyanim, it takes a little bit slower. Good. Turn about. Kida Alapai. We're now defining the terms that we find off in the Chas of Kida, of Kriya, Hishtachava. What do all these terms mean? Kida Alapayim. Kida means that you go all the way down with your face to the ground. Now, here our Gemara doesn't explain in greater detail, but in Masechta Sukkah it says that what they would have is a person would have to be extremely acrobatic, that was able to go and stand from a standing position, bend over and have his fingers hit the ground and kiss the ground with his face. Not necessarily he doesn't kiss it, but the face hit the ground while this person was, he looks now like a U in formation, totally bent over. And then those that were really acrobatic were able then to go and stand on their fingers, stand upright, upside down. And this is what Levi did. I'm sorry?
And he heard himself.
And Uri reminds us, in Masechta Sukkah it says that Levi did this, and unfortunately he fell down in Itla, and he became lame for the rest of his life as a result of doing that. Anyway, so you got to be careful. The key is alapayim. So not that you're prostrating yourself, but rather just that your face hits the ground. The word kriya means that you just go and koyrim umishtachim. Koyrim means that you go on your knees. Totally spread out on the ground from beginning to end. That's where it says the pasuk. Arza totally mean, Rashi says, mashmalosh chituch, totally on the ground from beginning to end.
Kida, they didn't do that?
Kida, they just said apayim. The person looked like the form of a U. He did not prostrate himself. He would bend over until he was able to go and kiss the ground, but he didn't.
It's like bending over from the waist.
Exactly. Bending over the waist. You've got to be careful. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi. He says, Akimen, Shafraylich, and Lechting, and Chani.